Well, good morning, friends. How's everybody doing? Are you holding up okay on a Tuesday? This is CA, your Christian podcaster and friend, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I was on earlier today, this morning, in fact, and we were basically, what I was doing is I was talking about our Bible devotion and also reminding everybody as we continue to be in prayer about our current situation with this pandemic, the COVID-19. Where we are at our podcast studios, I'm based in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where our podcast is at. I'm a Fort Worthan. My hometown was North Richland Hills, Texas. And I'm just talking to my locals here that are locally in the area that do listen to our podcast show. We knew this was going to happen as far as a domino effect, but what they are going to do effective, I think, at 11:59 p.m. tonight, our mayor put a proclamation out, basically shelter at home, I think till about April the 3rd. So we're trying to do everything we can to keep social distancing away from preventing this deadly virus from getting everybody. I was at, today is my mom's birthday. I won't say how old she is. We're going to be scheduling her birthday party later on when things get better. Mom, happy birthday, by the way. I went to Walmart with her. And to tell you the truth, I didn't see any mask on the people at Walmart. I saw them have these gloves on. However, I saw that there was good social distancing. And believe it or not that I need any, they had toilet paper. Not filled, but they had some racks of toilet paper. So my best advice to you is to, if you're going to Walmarts or Kroger, if you're in Texas or wherever it may be, Food Lions, things like that, get up and get in the morning. Get up and go, giddy up and go in the morning before all this mad rush happens. Now, I talked to some people at Walmart today, and they told me, like, hand sanitizer, if they even have any left, they only get one hand sanitizer and one deal of soap. I got one deal of soap. Never dreamed in my life this would ever even happen. One deal of soap and zero hand sanitizer. In fact, the lady had told my mom, she adjusts his glasses and works in the eyewear department at the optical at Walmart, and said, hey, said, I just put a box out of hand sanitizer. Well, mom and we went over there and zero. And then one lady said, oh, I think there was a box of five in a box. And anyway, someone took them, people scarfing them up. Well, there's only five. So they're taking whatever that's coming off the Walmart trucks, they're taking out. So hopefully the social distancing, especially in Fort Worth, Texas, and domino affecting yesterday in Dallas, Texas, and now Denton County's thinking about doing it. If we can get all this happening and limit things, maybe we'll have some different things. Now, they did have food, but some shelves were bare. Friends, it ain't the end of the world. Let me just tell you that. It isn't the end of the world yet. Now, we don't know when God is coming back, but we know one day that he is going to come back. But yes, you do want to have plenty of food and your necessities. And we're going to get in a panic today and every day. But let's stay calm, let's stay focused the best we can, okay? That being said, we're going to continue to pray. I got a great podcast show today coming up and a great devotional. So let's talk about it. What do you say? Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. All right, well, today I am going to do a little brief Bible devotion on Jesus Prayer Program. Yes, you don't want to miss that on my Bible devotion. Also, you got it. Our buddy, your buddy, Toby Mac Tuesdays, triple pack, back-to-back music mix. In other words, my computer system mixes the music three in a row. Your friend, my friend, Mr. Toby Mac, okay? All right. Also, Bible teaching from the archives. God, why is all this happening to me? We always have that question, don't we, right? Well, try to give you somewhat of an answer to maybe help you out, okay? And some scripture helps that will help you in your situation. Also, let me give you my 1-800 toll-free 1-800 number, prayer, or text line. Pen and paper ready? Put it in your contacts, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast prayer line. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or if you're on Twitter, direct message me, the Mornings Brew, or at Mornings Brew. One more thing. Like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can message me for free there as well. Okay, well, let's do our Bible devotion as promised. There we go. Our Bible devotion today, friends, is if we take it to the book of John, chapter 16, verse number 23, it says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. Again, that's in John chapter 16 and verse 23. One of the most amazing things, friends, in all the scriptures is how much time Jesus spent in prayer. He had only 3 years of public ministry, yet he was never too hurried to spend hours in prayer. He prayed before every difficult task confronting him. He prayed with regularity, not a day begun or even closed in which he did not unfold his soul before his Father. How quickly and carelessly, by contrast, we pray. Snatches of his memorized verses are hastily spoken in the morning. Then we say goodbye to God for the rest of the day until we rush through a closing petition at night. This is not a prayer program that Jesus outlined. In fact, Jesus pledged long and repeatedly. It is recorded he spent entire nights in fervent appeal. No one could ever have been so busier, but he was never too busy for prayer. So let me ask you this, friends. What keeps you from making prayer a priority in your schedule? A little hope for you today. Forgive me, Lord, for treating people like an option instead of a necessity. What could more possibly be a better use of my time than intimate conversations with the God who created me? Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Amen. Amen. All right, get ready for the mix. Toby Mac Mix Up Tuesdays, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
senses. It's like this heart is defenseless against the passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling. And if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame.
That's why we call it T-Mac Tuesdays. Mix up Tuesdays in T-Mac music. Got to hear some songs that you probably don't even hear on the radio stations. But anyway, Toby Mac Tuesdays exclusively when we can have them on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, I'm CA, your Christian podcaster and friends. Friends, before I get started, I got to tell you something kind of wacky that actually happened to me last night. I had the water going by the bathtub, and I had my cell phone over there. Well, somehow or another, I lost control of my cell phone. It bounced into the water. I have an iPhone XR, and I picked it up, and I have the longer version, but it don't really look that long. And I only had the case that they have on. I have an OtterBox. I have one of the best cases, the OtterBox. But they don't have a screen protector in it. Anyway, the thing dropped in the water, got submerged, or what I call baptized. I baptized my iPhone, okay? So when I baptized it in the water, lifted it up, and oh no, it was drenched. So I immediately got a towel, I wiped it, took the casing off, tried to plug it in. And the thing said, oh, don't plug it in. You know, Apple reminder, don't plug it in, it'd ruin everything. So I didn't. So let it dry. Well, I got a testimonial to tell you, a PTL report. That's right. Let me get a little cheer going. We need some a little PTO report and a hand clap. Just so you know, these newer iPhones, when they get drenched and baptized, it survived and it's doing fine. And the speakers are okay, believe it or not. So if you need a testimony, give me a call on my ministry line, and I'll be more than glad to share it with you. Well, today on a more serious note. We're going to talk about, on my archives, why is everything happening to me? Well, you've been there, I've been there, we've all been there, haven't we? When things ain't quite going the way we want them to, we're wondering, why is this happening to me? Well, Scripture reminds us, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9, we do not know everything, and our prophecies are not complete. Now, we can see God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Later, we will see him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will, just as God completely understood us. You know, in pain and despair, Job asked a lot of legitimate questions, didn't he? One thing he asked about in Job chapter 3 and verse 20 is, why let the people go on living in misery? Why give them light in those that grieve? This is the why question. In the human nature, friends, we all ask it, right? Why, Lord, why? Why is all this happening? Well, we have the misconception that if we understood the reason behind our pain, then it would make the pain easier. You don't need an explanation. You don't need strength. You don't need an explanation. You need strength. You don't need an explanation. You need a Savior. You don't need an explanation. You need comfort and support. But we always go on looking for that explanation. We ask questions like, why did the person walk out of my life? Why did he make a promise to me that he made and then he broke it? Why did he or she hurt me? Let's just use these as he or she examples in my notes. Why did I lose my job? Why did she die or why did he die? And why did I get sick? Friends, through the years, I have been studying the why questions for years. And I'm going to give you my educated answer. I don't know. And that's the truth. And I'm never going to know because I'm not God. There's only one God, and that's a God up in heaven. And neither are you. Just remember that. You know, some things that we're never going to understand until we get to the other side of our death, which would be hopefully majority of you would be up in heaven in glory land if your heart's right with Jesus Christ, then it's all going to become very, very clear. The only God knows that. And if you don't get the answer right off the bat, you might as well stop asking why, because you're simply prolonging the pain. Just remember that. The book of Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2 says, it is God's privilege to conceal things. You see, God is a God of revelation, friends. He reveals himself to through nature, circumstances, and scripture. The only reason you know anything about God is because he has chosen to reveal himself. But you see, friends, the Bible says that God doesn't just reveal, God also conceals. And sometimes God intentionally hides his face from us. Why? So we'll learn to trust him and to live by faith rather than our own feelings. You see, God doesn't owe you an explanation or even OCA an explanation for anything. You see, God doesn't have to check in with us first before he has to do something. God doesn't have to give you permission before he allows something to happen in your life. God is God, and you are not always going to understand why some things happen. Excuse me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 9, we don't know everything and our prophecies are not complete. Not all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in the mirror. You know, later we'll see him face to face, and we don't know everything, but yet we will, just as God completely understood us. So one day it's all going to be clear. It's all going to make sense. You're going to be able to say, so that's why God allowed that to happen in my life. Until then, God wants you to trust in him, and you should. Here's some key helps. Talk it over, okay? While there are questions that you need to put in the ask God when I get to heaven file, another thing you want to do, and keep in mind, how does letting go of why question increase your faith? Another point I want to mention to you. How can you encourage someone today who has been questioning God and wondering why God allows something like this to happen in his life or her life? Talk about the statement. It's another point I have too. If you don't have to understand everything about it, right, in order to do what God tells you to do. So it's a shorter, briefer lesson, basically, is why all this has happened to me. But I want to add, even on my notes, I just want to add a little bit of concept to this. I'm going to use COVID-19 that's going on in the world, the chaos. God, why is this happening? Why? Simple solution. All we can do is come united in prayer, friends. pray, God, please help us. Give us the answers that we need. Now, he may not give us any answers. Only he holds the key to everything. But he can eliminate this like spraying the Lysol can eliminate the germs. Remember watching the commercials growing up where you sitting down in a television tube back in the days, and me and my brothers be sitting down and we'd be watching the Lysol commercials. They were really cute back in the 70s. Yes, I'm dating myself way back. And yes, times have changed since then. But I remember watching the little Lysol, and they would be spraying disinfected Lysol. You know, it takes care of everything. And then later on down the road, generations later, the Clorox wipes or the Lysol wipes. It's going to come to an end. No matter what, everything has an end game with God. And it's not even a game. When I'm talking end game, it's just coming to an end. Just like one day, the world's going to come to an end. One day, you're going to have a choice. Heaven or hell. Because you inside of you have to make a decision which way you're going to go. Am I going to go to heaven or am I going to go to hell? My prayer for you is that I hope you don't go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. However, Scripture reminds us there's only going to be a narrow path of people that have accepted Christ that are up in heaven. So, all these people in the world that are sitting there making fun of God, God ain't real, ha ha ha, God ain't, and I've heard it. And you're going to be balked as a Christian. You're going to be made fun of. But God reminds us, turn the other cheek and calmly walk away. Block it out. When someone gets on your nerves, let me give you an example, and I'm not going to prolong this too long, friends. When someone is making fun of you, I remember back in the day, and I'm going to date it way back, not mentioning the names. Elementary, junior high, high school, they used to make fun of me. They did. And they've made fun of you too. I got one guy, I never will forget, back in junior high. He was a skinny, skinny guy. I know his name, and some of my listeners may know his name. He used to slam me in the locker. Well, back in my day, I'd slam him back. Now, you can't do that no more in school. He'd slam me again. I'd slam him back. It was like slam bam theater on the Three Stooges, if you remember that as well. God wants us to love. God is love. And I know a lot of people are like, well, why is God doing this? Why is this COVID-19? Why is this happening? Well, I don't have the answers, friends. You're not going to have the answers. Even the most trusted infectious doctor is trying to figure it out. God, we just pray that God would work through him to give some kind of answers and some kind of medicines to work through some individual that this testing will happen where we can get this taken care of. But we'll never understand why this pandemic happened, why everything happened. I mean, those of us that have lived long enough, and praise the Lord for a lot of my listeners, sadly, 9/11, who would have thought we'd ever seen that? Sadly, who would have thought we would have ever seen COVID-19? I would have never, and I know y'all would have never either. Treasure the moments. Let me just say this in closing before I lead off in prayer. I want you to treasure the moments with your family. Treasure your moments with your moms if they're alive, your dads if they're alive, your brothers, your sisters. I want you just to treasure your moments with your children, with your significant other, whether you're married, your husband, your wife, or your girlfriend, your boyfriend. And look, if you have a big blowout, cool off. That's the greatest remedy I could give you, even whether it's marriage or a relationship you're in. And people that are on here, my podcast show, that are great listeners, hear me out on this. Step out. Say, hey, honey, I got to get some fresh air. Or if you're on the phone, I got to cool off for a couple of days. Reevaluate your situation. Give it to God. Pray for the other person pray for the other person. Try to pray united in prayer. And the ice barrier will break somehow or another. Good, bad, ugly. Hopefully not that way. Let's say good. Let's hope good. But you got to step out of faith and you just got to pray about the situation. Maybe, I know we're, you know, confined in. Find a place. Step outside, get some fresh air in your backyard. Whatever it's going to take, just to say, Lord, I give it all to you. I don't understand why all this is happening to me. Maybe your job situation. I'm going to tell you something. He'll give you an answer on it. He's not going to sit there and say, okay, CA, you're sitting still, or okay, Bob, you're sitting still. You're not going to be a movement. No, he's going to move you. God can move mountains. We got to come united. We got to pray, God, move our mountains. Why is this happening to me? Why did I lose my job? Why am I on layoff? Why do we have the COVID-19? Just give it to him. Why did I, heaven forbid, lose a child or a loved one? Give it to him. I don't know all your pain. The closest loss I ever had was my grandparents. And a little over a year ago, my aunt. I don't know what you're going through. My parents lost both of their parents. And my dad lost a sister. My mom lost a sister. I can only imagine. I'm very close to my family. And I can only imagine when the day comes, heaven forbid, that we don't know how long life's going to be for us. But we know one thing. Is God wants us to enjoy our life. And my prayer for you, and just a little bit on this intercessory prayer, and I'm not trying to ramble. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to sanitize if you can do. Stay in. Stay sheltered in place. Make sure you have plenty of food supply. And listen to my podcast and enjoy them. If there's anything I can do to help inspire, because I'm here to love and serve the Lord. Text me, 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Text me and say, CA, I've got this problem. Will you pray for me? Sure. And give me your name and your state. Because that's what we're here for, to love and to serve. I will continue to encourage. I will never ask for a dime. I've got a job. Most of y'all know. I do this for my love for Jesus Christ, to share the gospel. As a minister in Christ, always wanted to be a pastor and a minister, and my dream come true. Always had a vision and a dream to be like an evangelist. I'll never be as good as a Billy Graham, but something like a Billy Graham where I could go around different churches and guest speak. I still want to do that. It's another dream I want to fulfill. Because I want to share my journey of what God has done for me when things were happening to me in my life. You see, just like what I went over in Scripture on that short lesson, things happen in my life, and they've happened in your life. And we are overcomers. So let's come united in prayer. Let's pray this for ourselves, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast show today. If you have, please text me and let me know. I'd love to hear about it. 1-800-978-9735 or email me morningsbrew@gmail.com. CA, you're such an inspiration. Keep inspiring me. Hey, I need it. I need uplift every once in a while. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are love. Let's pray. Come united in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just thank you for just everything. And even in times of need, even in times of desperation, with the COVID-19, we just pray, God, that you just wash it away, that you just blow it away, that you just get rid of it where we could get healed in America and we'd be touched. And the ones that are sick, the ones that are going through tests, may their tests come back negative. May we see some kind of result. Father God, I look on the computer screen over here and I just see the numbers keep going up. I pray for the ones that have lost loved ones. I just pray, dear Jesus, that you would just anoint them and you would hear, they would hear from you and draw ever so close to you. Oh, Jesus, protect our families, protect our kids, protect people we love. And we give it all to you in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay. That is going to do it on a Tuesday, Toby Mac Tuesday mix-up, we call it. I'm CA, your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hey, remember the sun does shine on the other side. And enjoy life. L-I-F-E. Explanation point dot. Make it a great day. Keep yourself busy. I'll keep you posted on Facebook too as well. Thanks again. God bless. Bye for now.